Here's a thought that I'm well aware might be pretentious sounding, but I'm asking you to bear with me because I do think there's some importance in this idea. I'll title this Branding and Your Own Art Logo. My early experiences in business and marketing taught me the importance of branding and logos. To illustrate the universality of this, try to think of a company that does not have a logo. You may not recognize it, but that generally means you're not familiar with the company. But don't we all know, for example, the Nike swoosh, or the IBM in its special blue color ink, or the CBS television network's eyeball? Logos help identify and solidify, to some degree, a relationship with the customer. The customer knows what they're about to see when they see the logo. It becomes part of their, I don't know, subconscious response to whatever is coming. Logos help form identity. And as much as we might like to think of our art career as not requiring such corporate-sounding strategies, I would disagree with that and say that branding your artwork with a logo is an important part of the process of building your identity as a photographer. If you don't have a logo for your, or for the provenance information in your artwork, I'm strongly suggesting that you give it some thought, which I did now 45 years ago. I'd only been in photography a very short time when someone gave me this advice, and I kind of poo-pooed it at the beginning because I didn't think it was important. But then as my business career was starting to develop, I realized, no, they were onto something here, that a logo can be a very important thing to have for identifying whatever it is, not just a corporate identity, but also you and I as individual artists. So I developed a logo, which you can see on my webpage. Just go to brooksjensenarts.com, and on the homepage, next to where it says Brooks Jensen Arts, you'll see a little logo. And on that homepage, you'll notice it's not just my logo off to the left of my name, and it's not just Brooks Jensen, but it's Brooks Jensen Arts. I chose that specifically, not Brooks Jensen Photography, but Brooks Jensen Arts, because I wanted to plant the seed that what I do is not just take pictures, but that I'm involved in a process of creating artwork, that is to say, artist with a camera, instead of just identifying myself as a photographer. And here's how that logo was developed. And I'm not sharing this because I think you ought to do the same thing, but rather there's a thought process that's involved in designing a logo that can be very useful, particularly for those of us who aren't professional logo designers. There's a few tricks of the trade that can help you get started. The first thing you'll notice about my logo is that it's sort of a Mobius strip. It's black on one side and white on the other side. And that's symbolic of the black and white photography that I was doing exclusively back then, but still to this day. You'll also notice that the top of the logo is a little tiny dot that's flame-shaped, meant to indicate light. It's symbolic of the light that is so important as a photographer. The shape itself, if you look at it right side up, the way it appears on my website, looks like a letter J, for Jensen, obviously. If you were to rotate that logo 90 degrees to the left, you would see that the shape suddenly becomes a B, as in Brooks. So that little logo has a deeper meaning to me, which obviously no one else would ever get, except for the fact I'm explaining it here. But the logo is meaningful to me, and I use that in my signature, which, by the way, is a side comment. I have two signatures in my life. One signature that I use for business, that I use on my checks and, you know, things like that, legal documents, etc. And another signature that I use for my artwork, to differentiate between the two parts of my life, the business part and the art part. And when I sign Brooks Jensen Arts or Brooks Jensen on one of my chapbooks or prints or whatever, I'll include that little logo, a little swirl that makes that shape with the dot above it for the flame that symbolizes the light. And what got me interested in discussing all of this here was that someone was visiting the house here a couple weeks ago, seeing some work that I had up on the wall, and he said, "Oh, is your first name an initial?" And I said, "No, that's actually my logo," and I explained the two sides, the B and the J intertwined, and the dot for the flame. And he said, "Wow, that's really cool." And he'll remember that. That's branding. When someone looking at your work identifies because the brand has become somewhat memorable to them. So however you decide to put together a logo, if you do, make it meaningful to you. Make it something that you use everywhere, not just on your business card if you have one, but everywhere in your art life. And you'll go a long way towards establishing that visual identity reminder that is at the essence of a logo. A bit pretentious for those of us who are just hobbyists? Perhaps. But why not? What do you have to lose by using a logo and identifying yourself for the benefit of the public, who needs to know what you do and how you do it in order to fully appreciate your artistic endeavors?
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.